Unless there is a major shock to production in the U.S. or another major producing country, USDA chief economist Rob Johansson says prices will remain relatively flat.
Prices are going to remain relatively flat compared to the last few years. Low prices for most major food commodities and feed grains. We'll expect to see another good year in 2016 for production numbers, relatively stable year for prices. We're expecting to see slightly fewer acres planted due to the fact that prices are relatively low. We expect to see the same occurring in a lot of other countries.
Now, South America will continue to be a major competitor for U.S. export markets as U.S. exports are expected to drop in the new year. Johansson said perhaps 2017 will have a better outlook for agriculture with a chance of small price increases. In the meantime, farmers will be left to adjust to the new lower price trend for 2016. But the Farm Credit System is well prepared to provide credit access as farmers prepare for another income drop. USDA is projecting that 36% decline in farm income for 2016. And with that in mind, Kenneth Spearman, CEO of the Farm Credit Administration, says farmers will have the access to the credit they need given the lower commodity prices.
The system is fundamentally sound, well positioned, if you will, to be able to provide credit for America's farmers and ranchers and aquatic producers.
The agriculture industry is facing an economic downturn after record high levels. Spearman told the House Ag Committee last month that the Farm Credit Administration continues to monitor the economic outlook to prevent or minimize losses.
We're vigilant, if you will, and we're constantly, our examiners are constantly making us aware, if you will, of some of the clouds that may be on the horizon, and we're taking action.
Spearman told the House Ag Committee during its review of the Farm Credit Administration that through borrower's rights, there are programs in place to help farmers who may be struggling with their payments.